to their physical offices 5 days a week. In response, the American Federation of Government Employees Union says it should not be viewed as voluntary buyouts, but pressuring workers not considered loyal to the new administration to vacate their jobs.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says the president has no authority to make that offer, and Kaine says President Trump will stiff if federal employees who resign like he has stiffed contractors. The White House defends the now-paused Trump administration's decision to freeze all loan and grants disbursed by the federal government, a move which has caused confusion about the fate of trillions of dollars in funding. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The reason for this is to ensure that every penny that is going out the door is not conflicting with the executive orders and actions that this president has taken.
The judge's stay lasts until Monday afternoon. There were at least three Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids in New York City today. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that 1 million people could be removed by the end of the year. CBS's Major Garrett reports that may be a very ambitious goal.
In the last 20 years, this country has never deported even 500,000 individuals in a single year. The highest number was 409,000 under President Obama in 2012. The highest Trump number, 2019, 267,000. To reach 1 million would require a vast expansion of federal immigration resources.
Health officials in Kansas are trying to contain the largest documented outbreak of tuberculosis in U.S. history. Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System says it appears the outbreak is waning.
Over the course of the last few months, we have seen a decrease in new cases as well as those TB infection cases.
As of last Friday, 67 active cases have been reported in the Kansas City area, and an additional 79 people have been reported to have latent infections, meaning TB was found, but the person is not sick. 39 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded.
The space shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into flight. CBS's Christopher Glenn was covering the launch.
Debris falling out of the sky, falling slowly, painfully, tragically slowly toward the Atlantic Ocean, just a few miles offshore.
All seven on board died, including Krista McAuliffe, who would have been the first teacher in space. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
In the Netherlands, a major art heist that's become an international incident. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the foreign desk.
For a Dutch museum that had prided itself on its security, humiliation. For the people of Romania, a devastating loss. Dutch police are trying to find thieves who stole a 2,500-year-old golden helmet that was on loan from Romania and considered one of that country's most revered national treasures. Also stolen, two 2,000-year-old gold bracelets linked to royalty. The thieves used explosives to break in, and experts fear the objects were only stolen to be melted down. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Oil company Chevron is partnering with Engine Number One and GE Vernova to create natural gas power plants in the United States. They say they'll be linked to data centers in order to support increased demand for electricity at these centers, particularly for the development of artificial intelligence. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
Still Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh no, you say goodbye.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. cage. My hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey by, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Take my whole life too.
Some things are meant to be.
Local news, and now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom, and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Skimming stones, had a no-go chair and a pleasant Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair if you're going to San Francisco. You're gonna
play it now, my baby, crackling rose. set the world right.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Started out with nothing.
Timeless hits on WRJN, and just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Mustang Sally.